the focus, focusing on today, the 1st of August. So it's 7 months under our belt. We're into the 8th month. It's 8-1-12. The Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, exploring things, including what's new at DuckStep.com. One thing, cutting down on the packed conditions at the London Underground, is the fact that you can bring almost nothing to the Olympics. Here is a list. You ought to look it over at DougStephan.com before you head to any event. Some of the things banned from venues at the London Olympics. I mean, some of them make perfect sense. Guns, knives, explosives. Can't get in with a stick of dynamite. Others, like pets, drugs, that sort of thing, shouldn't be bringing those. But then there is a surprise or two when you get to the gate. And by the way, they confiscate some of these things because there are no storage facilities, so they throw them away. Among the items, anything that makes a statement. No one was denied entrance because they were wearing a shirt with a Pepsi logo, but that wouldn't be surprising either. The clothing the London Organizing Committee said is okay. You have to have clothing that doesn't make a statement politically. No overt commercial identification. The ambush marketing that goes on, you know, you wear... I have a T-shirt on right now, actually. There's a radio station T-shirt. Couldn't wear that into the Olympics. You can't bring in anything that's biblical. Let's see here. You can't bring spray paint in. No placards. Certain flags aren't allowed. Flags larger than 3x6 are not allowed. Let's see here. And you can't come in if you're in a country that's not participating in the games. Ha! That's pretty interesting.
That's kind of weird, yeah.
It is. Yeah, exactly. Let's see here. It's a bit of a, oh, you can't bring in a tripod or a big lens for shooting pictures. Big umbrellas, you can't do those. Let's see here. Let's see. Oversized hats. If you have a sombrero, forget it. They won't let you in. 10-gallon cowboy hat. Nope. Excessive amounts of food. You can't bring them in. Let's see here. I'm looking around at some of the other things. Walkie-talkies. Can't bring them in. Handheld devices. Leave them at home. They won't let you bring them in because they don't want tweet. They don't want information going out about the games before they're actually broadcast, so you're not allowed to bring in smartphones. That's pretty amazing, isn't it, huh? Android phones, nope.
They actually tell you you can't bring a phone in.
Well, they're worried you can't call on your cell phone, so why bring it in? I'm looking here. Tablets are permitted inside venues, but must not be used as well. So they have no wireless accessibility.
Right.
In there. Horns, drums, whistles have to stay home. Good God.
That boring.
Yeah.
What fun is the Olympics without a horn and a whistle?
Right. Dun, 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 dun. Let's see here. Right? Maybe not, huh?
The fly sound effect is my favorite.
All right, yeah, exactly. All right, 11 after the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Jack will join us at the half hour. When I say Jack, is that enough to people know?
Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack. We'll be here at the bottom of the hour to discuss the report out today about Americans and chronic health problems, chronic health conditions. Arnold Schwarzenegger is asking his wife to take him back.
Mm-hmm.
Are you up on that?
I have heard that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's been going on. They've been chatting back and forth for about six
right.
months or so.
So what do you think? 800-510-8255. By the way, I don't think I've gotten recently an update on Twitter and Facebook. You want to bring us up to date, Jen? And then maybe we ask this question, or is this too much? You think people will care?
What's the question?
Whether Arnold's estranged wife, Maria, should take him back.
Hmm. We can ask that if you want.
We'll
absolutely. Well, he'll be back.
Yeah.
Take me back.
And what would you do in that circumstance, Roberta?
You know, that's a loaded question, but I don't believe that infidelity in and of itself is a reason to dissolve a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So what if it was, like, with the kid, though? I mean, they had a kid, and it was in the house. It's just weird.
It's weird. You know, everybody has a different level of tolerance. Everybody has a different, you know, moral compass. So it's a very difficult question. I mean, me personally, I don't know. You know, it would depend on their relationship and the relationship with the kids.
Do they love each other?
And do they love each other?
Does it need to be a forgiving sort of a thing? Forgiveness. It's
well,
very
you know,
important.
You don't have to necessarily.
But some stuff's so egregious, though, that it's.
You don't necessarily have to forgive in order to.
But everybody's different, right?
Everybody's
got a different way of looking. You might have a point of view, Roberta, that is shared by some, and others mm-hmm. may have a different point of view. So, Jennifer, you're the person now. Maria is asked to take Arnold back. You're Maria's best friend. What do you tell her?
I would say, no way.
Really?
And only because. Now, if it were like a slip up, I mean, you kind of expect that when you're married to a famous person, you expect that.
Right.
But this was a violation not only of trust, but just disrespectful. I mean, they had an affair in their marital bed in mm-hmm. their house.
Right.
It was a person that she trusted. They had a kid together. I mean, they're just. So many levels for me, I might be able to overlook the random affair, but this was not a random affair. This was a second relationship. I mean, he was, like, married to this
second.
Woman almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Though, on the other hand, would you prefer him just, you know, kind of wolfing around and having, you know, 10,
yes.
20, 30 different
because
affairs?
Because then it's all about the physicality. This obviously was more than just the physical. This was obviously more of a mental connection.
You think? With
you
Arnold?
Can't love more than one person?
See, I think that's there's where it gets down to brass tacks.
I think you absolutely can, but do I personally, you're asking me what I would like, and
yeah.
I personally, this is not okay for me. So I think you can love more than one person. I think if that works for you, swell. But for me, you totally cheat on me mentally, and I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If it's a physical thing, I might be able to get over it, but it's a
so
mental
if they
thing,
have a,
no.
An internet relationship with someone that's totally... Totally mental. That for you would be the
that would be worse for me than an affair.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Huh. Well, but looking at it now, the male side, Schwarzenegger is a pig and has been known forever. I know a radio personality who's very well known that interviewed him and he invited her. Oh, no, what did he do? He left something in the studio. And she brought it up to his hotel room, and he opened the door, and he had a towel around his waist and said, you want to come in? So, and she told the story.
I mean, if he didn't have a towel
actually, she
waist,
told the story publicly, so it's not like it was a secret. It was Joy Brown. It wasn't a secret. And so at that point, it was really pretty interesting, because I think at that point, she and I were friends.
Was he married at the time?
Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
No. It wasn't about being married. It was about anybody who comes to the hotel room. Come on in. I'll show you a good time. I mean, that's men will be men, I suppose. I have always had a hard time being with more. I can't do more than one woman at a time. If I care about. No. I mean,
rephrase.
If I care. If I care.
That, Doug.
If I care. About the woman. Then
that's
I'm
what
not
I mean.
Gonna,
I mean, this is...
So he cares about her, but he's come from a different background, and that's...
He does.
His cultural
and if it's
background,
okay with
this
her,
is acceptable.
I never advise people on their marriages.
And she had to have known that he was bopping around.
Oh, yeah. And I never... I mean, I would never advise people on their marriages, because you know what? It is strictly personal. I mean, it mm-hmm. really... If what works for some people doesn't work for others. I'm just saying, to me, if this were a choice given to me... I mean, he'd have to do some really big changing, I think, before I would even entertain that thought. Because it is just, I mean, the betrayal of having a child with somebody else. And just,
I think that's hard. That would be.
How
hard.
Do you get over that?
I think that's really hard to ask. But I'm also under the impression that she really digs him. That there is a.
I'm sure she still loves him.
About him that is so magnetic. And she's very magnetic, too. And two. Personalities like that get together. It's hard to stay away. It is. It's hard. There's a physical thing. There's an emotional thing. There's a mental thing. There's a spiritual thing. When you really have a connection, then it's hard to break that. And just because he's a pig doesn't mean that he doesn't love her. Whatever he needs to do to curb all of that stuff, under the circumstances, okay, so what do you do? And that is it something that you can't possibly control? And then you're just an animal. And he is an animal.
Well, isn't there like addiction? I mean, didn't David Duchovny
sex, of course. Yes, yeah. Right. Yeah, absolutely there is. So, anyway, but it's an interesting sort of speculative thing, whether or not you think it's a good idea for him to get back. I mean, it isn't any of our business except with people like that, as Jennifer and I were talking earlier, Roberta. Mm-hmm. The gossip about people has become a multi-jillion dollar a year business, gossiping. Yeah. Like Cuba Gooding. Is that how you pronounce his name? Cuba.
Junior.
Got arrested.
Well, they're looking for him.
Well, he's trying, yeah. Because he, what did he do? Some female bartender.
He pushed her. They were in a bar. He was in the old Absinthe House in New Orleans. And some people were heckling him, trying to take pictures with him. He was kind of annoyed, said, you guys back off. And then the bartender said, you have to leave the bar. He was upset that he was the one that had to leave, and he pushed the bartender. And now they're looking for him to arrest him. And I'm really sad because, you know, Cuba's a friend of my family. And
arrest him for
what? Bartender? Arrested for what?
For assault.
For pushing a bartender?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give it a rest.
Did the bartender get injured in any way?
I don't think so.
No. It's just,
called the police.
Yeah, and that's because he's famous and they figure they can hit him up. Some lawyer will try to sue him and get some money out of him. That's all that
whiplash,
is.
Whiplash, yeah.
Right, exactly. I got whiplash because I got pushed. And Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson are fighting about their dog, Bear. She's heartbroken. Listen, she should. Did she ever actually sleep with this other guy? Or was just they?
I'm
they
pretty
kissed?
Sure they did. I know on camera they were caught kissing, but the way they were kissing. Standing and holding each other, you can tell maybe something else happened.
So she wants the dog, and he says no.
Right, and he actually the reports were that he was moving out of their house. Well, now it looks like she's the one that actually moved out over this last weekend.
Right. All right. Let me talk to you about something serious for a moment or two, can I? May I?
More serious than Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson?
I know. It's hard to believe.
All right.
The number of people who are baby boomers, the number of people who are in need of some sort of support in terms of their physicality, their health. We have all this conversation about the Affordable Care Act and what you need to know. You got to get health care, blah, blah. You can take care of this is really strange. And people say, well, if this is the case, why doesn't everybody take this stuff? Because I don't think everybody knows this story. That's why I'm going to tell you about the Healthy Start Pack. The Healthy Start Pack. 90 essential nutrients that you need to avoid 900 different diseases that could accost you at any point in your life. The DougStephanTeam.com concept is aimed at helping you get started with these products from Youngevity. Like the Healthy Start Pack, nothing better for excellence in health than taking this and getting your body straightened out. It's all the things that you need. Visit DougStephanTeam.com and listen to Dr. Joel Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture that's there. It makes so much sense. Join the Doug Stephan team. Get in and get involved. Try the product first, though, and when it works for you, you'll see how well it would work for other people. Nutrition is the way to save your life. Check out the options at DougStephanTeam.com or call 855-309-TEAM, 855-309-8326.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Let's get to some of our birthday celebrants today, including Rick Anderson, who's the bass player for The Tubes. Born to state 1947, Rick Anderson is 65. I remember something about The Tubes, but not a lot, Jen. What do you know about The Tubes?
Not much. I wish I could be helpful here, but not much.
All right, so, okay, we'll pass and move on to Robert Cray, then. You like Robert Cray, don't you, Roberta?
Absolutely. Great.
Yeah. Why?
Great funk sound.
Funk sound. That was just like another sort of smoky saloon singer. Made it big in the pop world, the Robert Cray Band. He was born this day, 1953. So Mr. Cray is 59. Perhaps his biggest single hit is Smoking Gun. He was in Animal House. Did you know that?
Was he?
Yeah. Oh, see? You learned something, Roberta.
You're smart.
Wowie zowie. Michael Penn up next. Michael had one hit, and this is it. I don't know how much of our time he deserves. Not much. All right, so let's move to Joe Elliott from Def Leppard. Photograph, Rock of Ages, Fooling. Born this date, 1959. Joe Elliott is 53 today. Happy birthday to him on this August 1st. Then there's Avis Arty Jr., also known a.k.a. Coolio.
Ah! Love Coolio. Mostly because he's coolie.
Is he still making it?
Yeah, he's all right. I haven't heard too much from him lately.
You haven't? All right. 49, born in the state, 1960.
He's 49?
63,
wow.
Right. Yep. Member of the Over the Hill gang, apparently. All right, let's see here. From Coolio, we go to Adam Duritz.
Adam Duritz, yeah.
Him? Him too.
Counting Crows.
Shows I don't know much about him. Counting Crows, he's 48 today.
He dated Jennifer Aniston for a little while.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very short while. Is she really going to marry this guy?
I don't know. The rumor.
Devon Dudley's birthday is today.
From the wrestler Devon Dudley?
Yep.
How do I know that?
I don't know.
Dudley boys.
I'll say his real name is Devon Hughes, but known as Devon Dudley. Good Lord. Tempest Bledsoe. This will make you feel old as could be. From the Cosby Show, born in the state, 1973. Vanessa. On the Cosby Show, 39.
73, huh?
39? Yeah. She tried a talk show, didn't she, a couple of years ago?
She did. Tempest.
Went flat bust. It was not any good.
Yeah, it didn't do too well.
Just because you have an acting ability doesn't mean you can do that kind of stuff.
It's a whole different gig. Yep.
It's a whole different gig, right. Dick Clark produced that, as a matter of fact. I think somehow she was friends with him, and he thought it was a good idea. Not one of his. He's had very few failures in his life, but that was one of them. He also failed to live, so I guess two failures at least in his life. All right, is that too basic? August 1st is upon us. You are, if today's your birthday, you're generous with your time and energy. May have to watch out for a tendency to alternate between feelings of frustration and extravagant outbursts. This may lead to worry or indecision about material situations when it's not necessary. Possessing the ability to be detached and view your situation objectively, you are more than capable of handling just about any situation. You are individual and dynamic. You enjoy meeting people from all walks of life, being sociable. You enjoy the company of others, particularly those with creative ideas who stimulate your expressions in yourself and get you to express. Isn't it neat when you meet people that you really want to talk to, that you want to hear and engage in conversation? I just think that's fascinating. It's so wonderful to have somebody in your life that you have meaningful conversation. I think everybody ought to aim for that in one way or another. Just great conversation, because you learn so much. It's very stimulating to the whole mind-body thing. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating the knees for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete, but when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential, with quality ingredients, clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one, Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands, with nutrients essential for optimal health, so you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySEAEnergy.com today.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods is over today. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends today.
To you, 33 after the hour now, the Doug Good Day program now featuring a conversation with our friend Dr. Jack Stockwell, a board-certified NUCCA doctor, N-U-C-C-A, that's a special kind of chiropractic. How to check out his website, lots of information about your health and well-being at jackstockwell.com. The idea of fixing one's neck, that's Jack's specialty. I have a friend visiting in Salt Lake City, so I sent her over to see Jack, and she said, what a beehive of activity. And that was before they even opened the door, all those bees flying around. Now, you have a lot of people who come to you because what you do works, and I'm testimony to that. She has a neck that's probably not as bad as mine, although it seems to... Is it true that people who have longer necks have more problems? Does the size, shape... of the neck. This is something that I think a lot of people don't understand about their bodies, because a lot of people just don't understand their bodies. Can you have more problems with your neck because it's longer?
Well, yeah. The thing is with everything else being equal, as far as accident, trauma, falls, spills, people who have longer necks, there's greater leverage of the weight of the skull sitting on top of the neck away from the shoulders as it is for someone who has kind of a short, squatty neck.
Really?
Yeah, that's very true. I take care of several models, and as such, and some ballet artists, and it's difficult sometimes to keep them in alignment through 2 or 3 weeks of a heavy performance.
Yeah,
I'll see them more regularly.
One of the things I've always wondered, and this I think you and I have discussed, excuse me, on our own, the number of adjustments you have, like chiropractic care is something that I believe in and have for years, decades, in fact, because I just find that it all makes good sense. Your system's out of alignment. You got to get it into alignment. And, you know, whether it's a deliberate effort to fix something that really hurts, like you when you walk down the street and you miss a step and you step off of the sidewalk, off the curb, and you pound down to save yourself, that has its impact on your spine and your neck. And so
certainly it does, Doug. And the range of motion, the wonderful range of motion that we enjoy of the head on the neck, where you should be able to turn both directions and look backward just a hair over both shoulders,
yeah,
comes at a cost. It's a very unstable joint. Sometimes just the little slip in the bathtub and trying to, you know, maintain your balance and stay on your feet.
Yeah, you straighten yourself out.
Yeah,
it's and people that never go to the chiropractor or never get an adjustment, never see an acupuncturist, you're doing yourself a disservice because your body craves that, needs it, and responds to it. So I think that that's, you know, some people, my daughter is one. My daughter is probably the smartest human being that I know. And yet, can I get her to go to a chiropractor? I even gave her a gift certificate to go see a chiropractor in Los Angeles. She won't go. She is the. She said, "Okay, I'll go this summer when I have more time." Well, she's had more time. Has she been to see this person? Nope.
The national average of utilization of a chiropractor is only around 12%. In Canada, it's over 20%.
Yep.
But here, it's only about 12%.
Why do you think? What's going on here? What is the prejudice?
It is. You know, a chiropractic is the number one competition to drugs and surgery.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we just don't have the money. You know, if we had the pharmacopoeia, it'd be a totally different story.
Pharmacopoeia. So, sounds like bad movie. What's pharma?
Like arachnophobia. No, if we had control of the drugs, mm-hmm. if chiropractors had control of the drugs, then it would be a totally different story. But, when you're battling for turf, we've got almost 70,000 chiropractors in America now. If there wasn't something to it, it wouldn't have grown as much as it's grown.
People vote with their pocketbooks. More money is spent on so-called alternative medicine than is spent on so-called traditional Western medicine. What the heck does that tell you?
Well, you know, that's been going on for more than a decade now, year to year to year. More money, more people are opting out. I've got many patients who regularly see us now. Well, by regular, I mean once every 3 or 4 months, something like that.
Yeah.
Rather than as they go running off to what they used to do to get a pill for this or that.
Right.
Now they come in, get things checked. I see them. Mary sees them. And to make sure that both the structural and the nutritional balances are present.
I also suggest that Meredith see Mary. Because she'll love Mary. The two of them, you probably wouldn't get them together. They won't be easily separated. But they would, if she has time, it would be a cool thing. I think she's coming in to see you today.
Well, they'll definitely click. Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing Meredith this morning.
All right. Here's the report on Americans and health care and health conditions. This is a new government report today. And it states, Jack, that more than 1 in 5 middle-aged U.S. adults have more than one chronic health condition. Let me repeat that. This new government report suggests that more than 1 in 5 of you who are middle-aged, which is, some people say, 50 to 70, the new way of looking at 45 to 75. People say 75 is old age. I'm not buying into that. At any rate, the average person who's a mature adult has, out of the every 120 of you, have more than one chronic health condition. Study also finds, Jack, that the same goes for nearly half of the adults who are over the age of 65. So from 45 to 65, it's 1 in 5, and then for over 65, it's 1 in 2.
Would you describe yourself as having 2 chronic conditions?
I have a chronic neck problem, yeah, and I have a chronic allergy problem. Okay, I have 2 chronic problems.
Yeah.
Now, most people think that chronic problems get in the way of their living their life. I don't. My neck doesn't get in the way of me living my life, nor does my allergy, even though they are both, or allergies, they are both very problematic.
Well, one person's problem is just another person's nuisance.
Right, I think it's a nuisance, yeah.
Yes, and so what this study is really pointing out is something more serious than that. Chronic pain, diabetes, high blood pressure, some kind of liver or kidney dysfunction that's causing a life of medication and restricted behavior and activities. That's really what that thing's pointing out. It's not talking about somebody that, you know, easily sunburns and has a sore tooth.
Yeah,
we're talking about something more than that. And a lot of that largely is brought on by our lifestyle.
Well, I would think emphysema would be considered a chronic problem. Asthma would be a chronic. What other things that are cancers? I guess by definition, a chronic problem, but it's more than that, and heart disease, that sort of thing. Sciatica, would that be a chronic health problem?
Well, definitely. Sciatica would be a problem. Unresolved knee pain,
yeah.
Unresolved headache problems, unresolved acid indigestion, unresolved constipation that leads to hemorrhoidal or other kinds of problems. Those would be definitely be considered chronic problems, largely, again, brought on by our lifestyle choices, not just the couch potato-ness. Because I take care of a lot of people who are very active who have chronic problems,
yeah.
But their diets have been horrible, and their spines have been misaligned.
Awful. Dr. Jack Stockwell is with us, board-certified NUCA chiropractor. Check out his website, jackstockwell.com. We continue the focus on these chronic health conditions and how to avoid them as we continue here on Good Day.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
How many American soldiers have received the Purple Heart Award? The answer after this.
When our soldiers come home, they're facing many challenges. With a struggling economy and a difficult job market, our veterans need our support. The last thing soldiers returning home need to be worried about is whether or not they'll receive the benefits they've earned. That's why it's so important to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Their mission is to make sure all veterans receive the benefits and support they deserve. Purple Heart Service Foundation needs your support to continue achieving their mission. No donation is too small. Go to their website, mophsf.org. All donations are 100% tax deductible. For vehicle donations, call them today, 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. One more time, that's 877-743-1631. Help support veterans in need. Don't just say you support the military. Show them through your actions. Again, for cash or credit card donations, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Since World War II, 1.7 million American soldiers have been awarded the Purple Heart, including almost 1 million during World War II and 200,000 during the Vietnam War. As we observe Purple Heart Month this year, we remember the sacrifices made by all of our veterans from the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. All right, it's 15 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, our conversation with Dr. Jack Stockwell about the report that Americans, many more Americans, have chronic health conditions than most of the other so-called Western and more developed nations. To dig into this study a little bit more, Jack, 21% of women, 20% of men between the ages of 45 and 65 have these chronic health conditions we're talking about. Hypertension identified as one of them. Diabetes is another example. We were trying to come up with examples of what, you know, really is going on with people in their bodies. So if you go back 10 years, it has changed. It was 21% of women, 20% of men. 10 years ago, it was 16% of women and 15% of men. So the percentage is increasing dramatically. And they also increased for adults over the age of 65. 49% of men, 42% of women report more than one chronic health condition compared to 30%. 39% of men and 35% of women back in 2000. We are literally killing ourselves, and it has to do with the education system. It has to do with so many things. This is so damning of our society. When people wake up, we've become a different country. We really have. And I don't know whether it's the influx of all of these illegals. I'm thinking, no, it isn't, because you don't see, frankly, Asians or Hispanics who are fat, do you?
No, but fat isn't the only marker.
Well, but you know, the obesity epidemic certainly is taking its toll
creates
chronic problems with joints and the ability to move around and internal problems that become chronic, liver disease, kidney disease, all of those things.
Well, what's really changed? What's really changed in the last 10 years that would almost double those figures? You know, I mean, we have the same water, we have the same sunshine, we have the same innocuous...
That's what we eat.
That's what we eat.
Of course it is.
And because we're so, but because our lifestyles are so fast and so demanding, and with very little time left for any real discretionary behavior, we are left to fast food consumption, and we're left to making meals in the evenings for our families that only take 10, 15 minutes to either microwave or boil and then try to serve it. And we're serving food that simply has no nutrition left in it.
Yeah. Garbage. Garbage in, garbage out. So what do you think is going to happen? And then there's this whole entitlement thing you take bad care of yourself, so you're entitled for you and me to pay through our taxes to take care of somebody who's abused him or herself, smoked all their lives. That nothing galls me more than to see somebody getting pushed to the head of the line in a wheelchair because they have abused themselves with alcohol, tobacco, whatever, other things, eaten poorly through their lives, and they get preferential treatment because they've basically abused themselves all their life. What kind of nuts? What kind of nonsense is that?
Well, you know, it usually takes American citizens anywhere from 25 to 50 years to catch up to common sense, and we've seen that in the healthcare history of this country over the last century. Startling, striking new evidence, information, research comes out. But it doesn't seem to get into the public mindset. It certainly doesn't get into the medical mindset
for at least a
generation or two.
What do we do? What's the fix? We talk about these problems. What is the fix other than the obvious?
Well, it's what you said there several minutes ago. You hit it right on the head with education, education, education. But most people's education anymore is limited to what they see on TV. You know, and it's by what I mean by what they see on TV is some new nutrition zero breakfast.
Yep.
Some new hot spot to take the kids to for some new fast food treat.
Yep.
And that's about the limit of people's education, because we've just surrendered our authority. We've surrendered our responsibility.
We've become
to the TV set.
Zombies, the screen, the small screen, the big screen tells us what to do. I went into a gas station the other day. I told the story on the air, I think, yesterday. I went into a gas station. I have two tanks on my truck, so I had them both filled out of two different nozzles. And so when we're done, one was $96.69, and the other was $70.04 or something. So the kid had to go get a calculator to add them up. I said to him, okay, here's the, oh, no, that can't be right, because I just did it like that. And he looked at me and said, no, that can't be right. And then he does his calculation, and he looks at me and says, oh, okay, you're right. Hello, what are we teaching? Is anybody learning anything?
Well,
and mostly, are you learning about your body, about yourself?
Yeah, it's not just the dumbing down of America in the sense of where we are in the world and in the time and space of history. It's our own health care that we have just been simply dumbed down into looking for a pill whenever there's a problem.
Yeah, and the pills, as you're finding out, you adjust people's necks all the time. There wasn't a pill that would fix my neck. There wasn't a pill that fixed people in their... It may deaden the pain, but it doesn't fix anything.
Yep.
The pain comes back.
Yep.
All right, Jack.
All right.
Good stimulating conversation. Jack Stockwell, who has a great website. Check out all the things, the nuances there. JackStockwell.com. A friend of Good Day at 51 after the hour.
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete. I'm the craze of my next street. When I start to dance, everything goes chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom.
All right, so this is one of the more. Actually, this is fairly entertaining, much as I'm not a fan of Jim Carrey's. This is from The Mask, Cuban Pete. The number one movie from this week in 1994. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here at 54 past the hour on Good Day. What do you remember about this movie? Was it one of his better ones, Chucker?
What movie?
All right, we haven't got a great connection here. This is from The Mask. Can you hear me? I don't think he's hearing us. What do you think? No, this isn't working. All right, well, listen. Why don't you play with him a little, Michael, and see if we can make this work. Meanwhile, our contest today, the movie quiz, I'm going to give you a list of clues, and you win a hit prize, a swell prize, a neat prize, if you can figure this out and you've never won before on Movie Moments. All right, so here are the four clues. DNA, Alan Grant, mathematician, Richard Attenborough. All right, what's the answer? I'm putting together four clues. Roberta, does this mean anything to you? DNA.
No.
Alan Grant. I'm betting you haven't seen this movie, actually. I haven't seen it, but I know enough about it to be dangerous. There's actually, I think there have been three or four of these movies, in fact. DNA, Alan Grant, mathematician Richard Attenborough. What is the name of that movie? 800-510-8255, our daily movie quiz here on Good Day. Alan Grant, DNA, mathematician Richard Attenborough. What's the movie? And if you have the year, that would be even better. You get a swell prize, better prize, if you give me more information, more answers. 800-510-8255. All right, because Chucker's not here, I guess I'll have to do the movie news. Roberta, you got any movie news? You actually went to see The Dark Knight last night.
Yes, I did.
What did you think, after all the hype?
I thought it was excellent. It was very dark, and I think the ending really left a lot of things open for
unanswered
sequels.
Right.
Unanswered. Yeah. Though I have to say, it's even though I didn't know exactly where that moment is in the movie where that tragic shooting happened in Colorado,
yeah,
you could tell. Coming in, all of a sudden, you went, this is where it happened. You could just tell when it happened. And even I asked my daughter later, you know, did you, like, get a weird feeling at one point? And she goes, oh, yeah. She says, I tried to put it out of my mind, but it's quite evident.
Yeah.
And you can't help but thinking about it, I think. You know, how can you not?
Well,
but then you forget it. You know, you go on and you get engrossed in the movie, and it's
all right. So you think
quite good.
The movie is good, and you did think about it, but it didn't keep you from going.
No, it didn't keep me from going, and didn't distract me from the rest of the movie. Certainly. Mm-hmm.
All right, Angelina Jolie in the movie news today. She's reading 50 Shades of Grey, and
as though she needs it.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But apparently, because of her interest in the book, she's interested in being in the movie that's being cast now. Her current film was called Maleficent, and apparently the same people working on the movie that she's just finished are interested in this movie to produce it, and they're interested in having her play a major role. She has the copy of the book. She could be too old to play the lead role because she's 37. How old? You read this book, Roberta, right?
I think it's a
20-year-old.
Very young.
Very young. Yeah, so that wouldn't work for her, but who knows? Sharon Stone and Carrie Fisher have joined the list of stars for the Comedy Central roast of Roseanne. That ought to be good, or not. The L.A. Times reporting today, Warner Brothers is thinking about making a prequel to The Shining based on Stephen King's novel. Would you see that?
I think I would, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The really exciting movie news for me is The Hobbit's going to be three movies. Over the top on that.
That does seem interesting. Why? The rumors are now, as Roberta's suggesting, have been confirmed a trilogy for The Hobbit, The Lord of the Rings. The first one hits the theaters this December for Christmas. The second one is supposed to be out in 2013, same day, and the third one would be out a year from then.
Well,
now, they shot them all?
Summer of 2014, I think they said.
Is that what it is?
For the third one, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here if we can put all of these clues together and come up with an answer for a swell prize. 800-510-8255. Diane is in Duluth. What's the name of the movie, Diane?
Well, I came up with the answer of The Blob.
The Blob. This is, I guess, sort of a blob, but that's not quite as close as we need it to be. Anthony in Texas, what's the name of the movie?
Jurassic Park.
It's Jurassic Park, the first one made in 1993. Yes, you are correct with all those clues, so you get the swell prize. Stand by. Thank you, Roberta.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.